south wind blows in from the north. She can almost feel the spray, and the waves are pounding anything that might get in their way. There are no secrets on this island, from the church down to the cove. She has sweet breads waiting for him. She has coffee on the stove. She walks back from the mailbox, pushes in the kitchen door. The snow and wind follow her in like they still want something more. She hides the mail in the cupboard, turns on the clock radio. She wants to rush, but there is no need. There's still too much time to go. She spends an hour in the shower. She puts on her favorite dress. She fixes her hair and makeup until her age becomes a guess. He stops by twice a week for her, stays a while, and then he goes. She can't expect more than that, not when the whole island knows. And when she sees his wife downtown, she knows their eyes will never meet. She buys her groceries without a word and does not linger on the street. She speaks to no one now, her intentions plainly known. She'd rather be damned for eternity than spend one more week alone. The wind howls across the yard. The bedroom's cold and dry. He twirls her long hair in his finger before he says goodbye. He wraps his scarf around his neck, slips a wool hat on his head. As he closes the door behind him, she gets up and strips the bed. She is hanging out the laundry as she hopes it does not freeze. Two bed sheets dance around her in the angry winter breeze. Now the sheets wave up to the sky like giant flags of truce. As the winter wind keeps blowing in, she prays nothing pulls loose.